Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you are a school district where more than 80% of your students live in poverty, every penny that helps those students is critical. That's why there's been a collective gasp of disbelief, even anger, with the news that Detroit Public Schools has blown $4 million in Head Start funding. The reason? DPS missed the federal application deadline. A school spokesperson blamed a technical problem in uploading the application. Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley joins us now. That $4 million supported about 900 students in 56 classrooms in this just-completed school year. And the district's spokesperson says, not to worry, we'll use state money from the Great Start Readiness Program. We'll use federal Title I money. And we're going to expand early childhood programming to 3,900 little ones next year, up about 600 kids. Do you believe this?
It sounds like a bridge in Arizona. I mean, literally. I couldn't even call people and talk about this on the phone because there wasn't language that I could use, not even with my friends. There have been a lot of things that have happened with the city and with the school district, which are both broke and have emergency managers, that make you just shake your head. But this is the kind of thing that you go, okay, enough. Now it's really time to shut down this school system, get rid of everybody there, let the competent people reapply for their jobs and start doing things for these children that they deserve. There is nothing short of, you can't have a computer glitch without some fingers being attached to it. So the first thing you know is that somebody waited until the last minute to risk funding for these kids. Even if they're able to fix this, even if they can find 3,900 slots, that two things will happen. One is that the federal government will say, oh, well, then you don't really need $4 million, so we won't give this to you the next time. Or two, it's just not true, and some of these kids are going to be left out.
And the fact that this happened a year ago, and it was because of a story in Bridge Magazine, finding it a year later. So no one had stepped up. It was just this line item was not in the upcoming school budget. Why is that? Oh, well, we had a technical glitch uploading things.
I just think that the type of things that happen in a company or in an agency or any place that happen, you go, oh, God, that's too bad. Except when it's a company or an agency that deals with children, it is not acceptable. You can't have the same level of excuses. You shouldn't have them anywhere. But, okay, let's say you run a company that makes widgets and you have a problem. Oh, geez, we messed up. Let's fix this. You can't do that when you're dealing with children. You have to be three times as careful, three times as diligent. You can't wait until the last minute to do anything, particularly when you know you've had problems in the past. This is the same problem that the actual city of Detroit had with federal funding, where they'd miss deadlines or turn in applications wrong and lose out on millions of dollars in federal funding. When you are a broke school district, you can't give back $400. Let alone $4 million. It's just terrible.
Well, and I had to get your thoughts on the fact that the timing of this, just when we had this kind of sense of let's all work together to get Detroit back on the road to recovery. You had state lawmakers joining in to approve the grand bargain. You had people saying we are from, you know, Detroit, Michigan. Do you worry this group is going to get the naysayers all tuned up again? Here we go. Detroit can't figure out how to do anything.
You know, there's some legislator in West Michigan going, man, I knew we shouldn't have approved that money. That has nothing to do with this.
Right.
But it is that same persona, that same thing that people worry about that makes people not want to give. I have people literally to call me all the time. I want to help the kids of Detroit. I'm not writing a check to DPS. What can I do? And the DPS Foundation exists to help with that. But, you know, that shouldn't be the problem, not when you're trying to help kids. That shouldn't be what people are worried about or an obstacle to helping kids. And yet here we go again. If you're talking about the type of incompetence that leads to that, that will make it – that's the third thing – will make it, you know, less likely for people to help.
Michigan Radio's Jack Lessenberry, in his commentary today, he noted that these are kids for whom education is the only hope. And he says, once again, DPS has let them down, and the district doesn't even seem to care. What are your thoughts on what's been said or not said so far by DPS officials?
I couldn't believe the excuses. You know, if it was a technical glitch, I would never have told somebody that. I would not have publicly put that in a statement and said, oh, this was a technical glitch. What I would have said was, we did something terribly wrong. We will not have it happen again. And these are the people we fired. You know, but it's almost sort of aloof, an aloofness like, oh, we screwed up, but we're going to figure it out. And we're going to get these kids in all kinds of other programs and it'll be fine. That's not the attitude when you're talking about kids. It's not, well, we'll get our widgets from someplace else.
Yeah. Now, we know that this happened under the watch of the previous emergency manager, Roy Roberts. So it happened a couple of months before current EM Jack Martin was appointed. So who should be stepping up besides the official mouthpiece of the Detroit Public Schools?
Well, you know, it's the kind of thing, I know Roy Roberts, a former GM exec who worked really hard to turn some things around. I'm wondering if he knew. If they didn't bother to tell anybody until they had to put it in the budget and say, okay, we're going from $4 million to zero, that's the kind of thing that, again, is just, that's not what you do. They should have made an announcement as soon as it happened. They should have started asking for funding from people as soon as it started. We've had a terrible, you know, faux pas here at DPS, and we need people to please help us fill this in. There are folks who, for kids, low-income kids, particularly for Head Start, they could have given millions of dollars to Matrix Human Services and said, we need you to put more kids in your program because they're not going to write a check to DPS, but we could have made sure that we got that money. There are people who have that money. This is the most giving, literally, region in the country. People believe in the institutions and in the things that are important here. There's nothing more important than kids. There's just not.
What should we look for going forward, and what should we take away from this?
Well, I think that there's got to be some serious vigilance about what happens with these particular kids and whether they're actually able to do what they're saying about getting them in programs.
As in hold their feet to the fire with
absolutely.
This promise of we'll have
I'm going to be calling Matrix saying, okay, you said that we can take kids. Are you going to take 3,900? If you're not, how many are you take? I'm going to find out if these 3,900 kids all get in a program. That's number one. But the next thing is to really decide how you change the paradigm of how we teach kids, how we work to make sure they get what they need. If it's not a school district like that, then it's something different. If this school district cannot work, then we cannot continue to pretend like it is. And if we want it to work, then we have to make sure that there are people there who know how to do that. And we can't continue every year hoping that it's going to get better. We need to make it better.
Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley. Thanks, Rochelle.
Thank you.